Now, how long did that take on from the time that you actually sat down and wrote the letter to the time that Matt called you?
You know, that was only maybe 2 weeks, because I went to Japan, and that was actually when I got the call. I was there visiting family in the middle of September, and I wrote the letter like right before that and forwarded it on and checked my email there, and there it was. Can we get your references?
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and I've done a couple other things like that before. When I wrote to Joe Vitale, I didn't know him at all.
Uh-huh.
I just had this idea, and I had listened to enough to know what would be important to him, what kind of triggers might work. So I remember I wrote it, and I struggled with the headline, which in your email is your subject line, for a while, but I ended up with just four words, and it was five words, more passive income through Barnum, ?
Through what?
Through Barnum.
Barnum.
Yes.
What's that?
To a lot of your listeners and to yourself, Terry, also, I'm sure that, you know, you're totally confused by that.
Yes.
But I figured out to Joe Vitale that message would be the first one that he would open in his email inbox.
Really?
Yes. Now, Barnum, of course, is referring to P.T. Barnum.
Right, yep.
The famous circus orchestrator, amazing, amazing marketer, and was really the inspiration for one of Joe's books and the Project Phineas course and then the Power of Outrageous Marketing, and has appeared in a number of his other things.
Uh-huh.
Mark and Joe, of course, at that point were also talking all the time about passive income.
Uh-huh.
I know from my copywriting studies that more is a hypnotic headline enhancer.
Uh-huh.
And ending a headline with a question mark is a great idea. So when I put that through, I just sent it. You know, I asked. I didn't even have to ask Mark for his email address. I had it through one of his products, and I sent him an email. And within 3 hours, he called me on the phone, excited as all get out about this project. Yeah.
Amazing. And, well, what was this project?
It was actually to take that Project Phineas home study course and revive it,
uh-huh.
You know, and re-release it. He signed a contract with me, I think, the next day, and then that was the story I told you about before, where I panicked and just absconded from the internet altogether, and probably completely botched that relationship. But still, I've always been pleased with that response. You know, that was also, I had Ted Nicholas was ready to join my mastermind group.
Really?
Yeah.
So. Wow. You have, like, there was a dream that was just right there.
Yeah. Well, no, I promise you, at that point in my life, I would have screwed it up even worse. I should have done something to at least keep those relationships open, but I didn't act on it fast enough. And let that be a lesson to you all.
Yeah.
When you have something, run with it and follow through.
You got one chance. Live your life daily.
No, it's not true. You get chances every day. There are always opportunities.
Yeah, I'm talking about like one chance with that person.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I don't know. Maybe Joe Vitale will still agree to do this today. I can't tell. Maybe it's time to write another letter.
Yeah.
His email address has stopped working since, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's
probably getting too much spam.
Yeah, he probably got it totally clogged. Okay, back to that's water under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Back to basically starting up this person here.
Okay.
So far,
right.
You have to basically what we've covered so far is you want to educate yourself with something like Simpleology, mm-hmm. for example.
Yeah.
And you need to plan your business. which basically includes paying yourself and then using some of the funds, of course, to build your business. And, of course, leveraging your current abilities. If you're a gardener, don't quit gardening to jump onto the internet.
Right.
Where do we go from there?
Okay. So that's where I started talking about the interview and the internship.
Yep.
Okay? So those are two ways to put yourself in contact with the people who can help leverage yourself into a position of being an expert.
Right.
Okay? So I may be nobody in the field of in the world of anything, as far as anyone's concerned. But I'm really interested in patio furniture, and I know that what I want to do eventually is probably have this company where I sell the best patio furniture in the world and sell tons of it. Okay. So what I'm going to do, but I'm only a gardener right now. I'd probably try the internship too. I'd probably say, you know what, I'm going to find anyone who makes patio furniture or sells it effectively, just make a list of those people who I think I could contact and for whom this could work, and I'm going to write them a letter and say, would you let me do some gardening for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be one avenue.
Okay.
Right? The other one is the interviews. I would set up a newsletter. It can even be free to start, you know, whether it's groups at Yahoo or groups at Google. It's fine. You can transfer out of it and graduate later, but you don't have to spend a whole lot of money on something when you really don't understand it to begin with.
Right, yeah.
Let somebody else take those headaches in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And I would just start a newsletter that's about patio furniture, okay, which I've done my research, and yes, there are plenty of people who are buying patio furniture, okay?
Right, yeah.
And then I would start writing some cold letters to people who are respected in that industry.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but Google would probably tell me who some of the big manufacturers are, or I could take a field trip down to the local Walmart or Sears or wherever I would go to buy patio furniture, look at who manufactures them, and ask them some hard questions, tell them I'm going to give them some free publicity to incredibly targeted prospects.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
They'll get to promote their products on, you know, to my subscribers. I collect a bunch of these interviews, either put them into an autoresponder, and there are even free autoresponders. Free Autobot is one that at least works that I know of.
Uh-huh.
And then, once I'm armed with that, I would head out into the world and try to use those names and those offers to reach my prospects. Now, where are my prospects? Well, for each niche, this is probably going to be different, but I would venture to say that almost any niche that you're going into already has some sort of forum or community involved. Okay?
Yep.
So, you know what, there's a let's do that. There is a small group of people who are patio furniture aficionados.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to just join their forum because it's free. And all I'm going to say is, hey, I'm new here. I really like this, but I think you guys should check out my, you know, my interview series.
Uh-huh.
And it uses these names, and they talk about these products and help you decide. I may take that information and build a simple web page that, you know, just describes the different features and benefits. The amazing thing is when you do an interview, you will come up with information that no one else will, or you'll come up with an angle. It's just the nature of the conversation.
Yeah.
That was one of Mark Joyner's strategies. When he'd sit down with you, it's a very Socratic thing. You know, it's the discourse leads to the idea, leads to the discovery.
Right, yeah.
So then once I have that information and I've leveraged it with people who are recognized at what I'm doing, you want to take it and make it viral. It can be as simple as, if you know someone who would appreciate this information, feel free to forward it to your friends.
Right, yep.
You know, that's what worked for search engine tactics. That was Mark's first ebook. That was it. There was no complicated system to it. That
right.
still works. You can encourage word of mouth without having to, you know, use a five-level affiliate marketing program that costs $100,000.
Sounds very much like a Simpleology tactic.
Or the KISS
theory. Keep it simple, Smarty.
Exactly. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
There are a million things that you can do. It's really going to be different from person to person. I first learned keep it simple when I did door-to-door promotions before I was at ASOP when I first moved to Los Angeles. And that's an amazing business. You will never have a lesson in taking action and dealing with rejection quite like going door-to-door.
Right, I bet.
But, you know, that's a perfectly legitimate and no-cost way to approach a patio furniture sale.
Yep.
You know? People think all of a sudden that just because there's this thing called the Internet that's making so-and-so $1 billion, that's the way to make money now.
Yeah.
You know, there was a question that you asked me right before we came on the call. Somebody on your list is a mother of five or something and wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Do you have that information in front of you?
Yeah, what it is basically is how do you get to being from the point where we were discussing. You have very little money, very little business experience, and pretty much no internet experience. How do you get from that point to being someone who is a multimillionaire? And I think that's really where you're working through that right now. Where,
mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing is, you know, basically don't expect to jump online and just make your first million, you know, this year or this, you know, maybe not even this century. But first educate yourself to go through the whole process. Don't try and jump to the finish line before you even actually the starting gun goes off. So if you know, really what you've been going through now, I believe answers the question of what she was looking for is, you know, number one, educate yourself. Number two, start planning your business. You know, number three, basically kind of in more in the detail side of things, building your business, paying yourself. You know, leveraging your abilities and then getting, maybe even before some of that, getting into a position of being taking advantage of an internship or an interview so that you kind of borrow somebody else's credibility to be able to promote your passion. So I think then, you know, from there, what's next? I mean, you've come out with some very good steps, you know, basically of how do you get from where you are sitting now up to the point where now you've got, you know, something like the interview, the patio furniture interviews, and now you've taken that viral.
All right, so we've gotten into our passion, we've learned something, we have information, we may even have an information product at this point. Mm-hmm. Whether we're just going to give away the information product and then add in, you know, commission offers. You know, that's a perfectly valid way to make a significant income online.
So within your free product, whether it's an ebook or a short course or whatever, within your product, you recommend other products that you're going to gain a commission on.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Yep.
And probably those people who you interviewed will be very happy to give you a commission on any product that you sell.
Right, yep.
So the next thing, how do we get from there to the $1 million? Now, here's where it gets a little trickier.
Uh-huh.
The question there also said that starting out, we don't know anything about the Internet.
Right, yep.
Well, you know what? That's fine. You really don't have to know everything about the Internet. I spent, you know, a half a year of my life just studying the inner workings of email and servers, and I personally enjoyed it, but I don't think most people would.
Right.
You don't need to spend your, you know, hours and hours learning how to program HTML.
Sure.
You don't need to learn how to do all of this stuff yourself. You have to be willing to outsource it. Now, whether you've got, you know, a cousin who can program a website and will do it for $10, that's fine to get you started.
Uh-huh.
As your, you know, response rate goes up and people expect a certain amount of professionalism once you get to a certain level, you'll probably want to move up and you know, purchase, you know, proper graphic design. Always be frugal and never take the first offer that comes to you right away. You know, always get a second opinion before you invest anything. Be incredibly wary of anything that is a recurring charge. You know,
right.
I would rather, you know, drop $500 up front than, or I'd probably put less thought into something that costs $500 up front than something that costs $50 a month.
Right. Okay. Is that a personal preference, or is that something that basically what would be the advantage of spending $500 now as opposed to $50 today?
When you own something, you can leverage it for, you know, the life of your business for as long as you own it.
Right.
I guess it's a difficult balance. It's hard to say which things to buy and which ones to rent.
Uh-huh.
I think it all comes down to what you've decided that long-term goal is.
Right. Yep.
So let's get back into this example of Mr. Patio Furniture.
Yep.
And he wants to make $1 million by selling the best patio furniture.
Right. Yep.
So when you look at that ultimate step of earning $1 million, what do I probably have? Well, I probably do have a sales team or a marketing team. I definitely have somebody who's manufacturing it.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's here or there, it really doesn't matter. But I know that I will need that.
Yeah.
Okay? I will need to have a relationship with somebody who's shipping it. So I probably want to start from the beginning, looking at different freight companies and letting them know that I'm in this business, and find out how much things cost so that you don't get ripped off when it comes time and you have that first shipment and it doesn't reach your, you know, your distributor because you chose the wrong company, or because they ended up charging on the additional fees in the back.
Right, yeah.
So what would I buy and what would I rent? I would try to hire as few people as possible.
Uh-huh.
I really prefer doing things on developing a relationship with a like-minded individual, or someone who can share your vision.
So really, as opposed to hiring somebody, better if you could do a joint venture with somebody.
Exactly, yes. A lot of things happen when you hire someone. When you have an employee, they depend on you for everything.
Yeah.
That's a really difficult relationship for both. And I don't think it's something that's even natural to humans. I don't think we're supposed to have an adult who is so completely dependent on another.
Yeah.
We're meant to make our own deals on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That's where people feel happy and in control.
Right. Yeah.
Even if the outcome is the same, you know, even if by being a free agent copywriter, you make $40,000 a year and write, you know, 2,000 letters, and you make the same money by working for an employer, I would still rather do it on my own. because it's going to be more fulfilling, and I will gain more from it.
Exactly.
On a personal level, I'll also probably learn more of it. When you're an employee, you tend to find things less important. You have less vested in it. It's a very what's in it for me position. So I've probably made a joint venture, and you know, I'm into patio furniture, but I'm really not into copywriting, and I'm not into graphic design. So I'm going to outsource those.
Right.
And I've made a relationship. You know, I've gotten some quotes. I probably had to fire somebody, one of those three, at some point because they just didn't agree or weren't able to perform to my liking. And it's a lot easier to fire somebody who's a free agent than it is to fire somebody that you've hired.
Right. Yeah.
And that's really it. You know what? Once you have an audience who's already built in, you know, even if you only have a newsletter list of 1,000 people who are interested in patio furniture, which on the internet is really not that hard to come up with.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
If I have a list of 1,000 people, and I've contacted a couple of outsourced manufacturers, and I've just, you know, spent a couple minutes on the phone, maybe put together some drawings, and I said, well, here's what I learned from these experts about their furniture, and here's what I saw on the forums or heard back from people on my list about what they would like different. But between those two sources, you'll have the product idea. The market will, you know, if you just make it known that you listen, which is very simple. You know, in your newsletter, just offer a feedback form. Occasionally tell them what they'd like to hear, or you know, have them ask the questions for your interviewee. When you do that, just send that information out to your list. Really do listen, and you'll be able to put that proposal up and say, well, you know what, I want 100 units of this, and either we're going to drop ship them or you're going to have them sent to this location. I saved up this money from my commissions already, and but this is it. This is the product, and I'm going to sell it. And you can send that product out to your list, and there it is.
Excellent.
You know?
Excellent. That is basically a business formula in a box.
Yeah, that's using the internet. But you don't even have to use the internet. I was thinking about it. If somebody said, "Well, what am I passionate about? I'm passionate about making money." You know, that's really actually kind of tough because I don't think most people are passionate about making money.
No, it's something everybody wants.
Yeah, it's something everybody wants, but the money is there for something else.
Yeah.
When I think about it, it's like, well, you know what? I would like a mansion. Why do I want a mansion? I want a mansion so that I can have a big dog and they can be happy running around the backyard.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about my long-term goals, that's what actually motivates me.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not the million-dollar house. It's what it does for me. It allows me to have a dog and feel good about the dog.
Yeah.
Okay? So let's go through another little example here really quickly.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting down to consult with someone, and she says, you know what, I really don't have anything to work with. I want to make $1 million.
Yeah.
That's kind of tough. Well, what are you passionate about? Well, you know, I'm working this job, and it's social services, which is kind of what I grew up with, but it's really not something I want to do, and I hate my job, she says.
Yeah.
And but, you know, we talk about it, and what she really is passionate about is her kids. And she has 5 of them, and that's a handful.
Yep.
Especially by herself. So we go through it, and what are her abilities? You know, somebody who raises 5 kids on their own probably has a couple of things that most other people don't. Mm-hmm. Here are some of the hidden benefits of that experience. you probably know how to feed a family of six for under $20.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of information that is valuable to people. Okay. Now, if we go through that same process that we just talked about, well, you know what? I'm probably going to maybe set up a newsletter or create an information product. Okay. She doesn't know anything about the internet, so we're not going to mess with building a website right now. Okay.
Yep.
We're going to look at what town does she live in. I don't know. She lives in Tulsa, yep. Oklahoma. Okay.
Sure.
We're going to look at Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to look at people who have kids in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who would need to feed them on a budget, okay?
Yep.
Now, I can bet you there's a lot of people in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who have kids who want to spend less money on them,
exactly.
On feeding them,
exactly.
Okay?
Yep.
Right. So, we don't even know how to type, okay?
Okay.
We don't know how to type, we don't know how to use an email, we can't tell, a reply address from address.
Okay.
So we're not going to touch that. We're going to use things that you know first. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to use the telephone.
Uh-huh.
We're going to use talking face-to-face. Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to leverage yourself with people who are important to those prospects. Okay? So maybe school principals or, I don't know, whoever runs the, local entertainment or PTA members. You know, if you've got five kids, you're probably involved with at least three different schools, and in your network of kids' friends, you probably are, involved with maybe 10 different schools, okay?
Yeah.
You go to these schools and you say, I put together this coupon book, okay, and bill yourself as an expert. I'm the coupon queen of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right? And I've put together this coupon book, and here's what's in it for you. I don't know. There's plenty of ways to incentivize. Maybe if you appeal to the right person the right way and tell them, your situation. I don't even make enough money at this job that I hate, and I have five kids, and you know what? They're really struggling in school, and I want to be able to devote the time to them, and this is the only thing that I've come up with. Will you just help me and allow me to promote these coupon books here and make people happy? And I assure you, out of those 10 schools, at least one person is going to say yes right off the bat.
Yep.
Okay? Now, we haven't touched the internet yet.
Right.
All right?
Yep.
But you've already leveraged important people using information that you have an ability.
Yep.
And are selling a product, an information product, but it has nothing to do with the internet. And that, I think that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You don't have to use these avenues because they're there. You have to use the one that's going to reach your client and get you to that goal from your starting point.